859-9231. That's toll free. We're kicking off hour number three of the Thursday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, our number 1-800-259-9231. Still to come tonight, you, of course, can take control of the airwaves. Also, we're going to focus on MySpace story. This is, it's a huge phenomenon, this MySpace thing online. Now we're finding out that certain photographic evidence, in this case of gun possession, has led to criminal charges.
Really?
Yeah, we'll tell you about that for a young man. Also, the story of the White Rose, if we get a chance to get to it, it's pretty interesting. And, Manwich, I think you had something as well.
Yeah, I've got an email on, yet another federal regulation.
Oh, there's yet another one on the stack, the pile, the mountain of regulation. So we'll share all that with you if we get a chance. But let's start, though, with the news about Walter Cronkite.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty big name. I mean, Walter Cronkite, he's not on the air anymore, is he? I don't think. I think he's in retirement at this point. But he was a huge newsman back in the day of Vietnam, 30 years ago. And I'm not sure when he retired.
In the 80s, I would imagine.
I know he was big back during the 70s, and I think he was probably still on the air in the 80s. But anyway, he's a legendary CBS news anchor. This from StopTheDrugWar.org. Widely dubbed the most trusted man in America, has joined the legions of those who have earned the scorn of Fox television host and commentator Bill O'Reilly. And it's all about drugs. Or is it? While Cronkite's views on drug policy were what set O'Reilly off, the talk show host strayed far from the issue, touching on everything from Cronkite's age and mental condition to the evils of secular humanism.
He loves secular, talking about secular humanism.
Cronkite appeared on O'Reilly's radar when he penned
as though humans are bad or something.
When Cronkite penned a fundraising letter for the Drug Policy Alliance, a nonpartisan group which is looking for a more sensible approach to drug issues.
We've had him on the show.
Yes, today, this is what Cronkite wrote. Today, our nation is fighting two wars, one abroad and one at home. While the war in Iraq is in the headlines, the other war is still being fought on our own streets. Its casualties are the wasted lives of our own citizens. I'm speaking of the war on drugs. Cronkite also explained his reasons for opposing the current drug war policies. Quote, and what is the impact of this policy? It surely hasn't made our streets safer. Instead, we've locked up literally millions of people, disproportionately people of color, who have caused little or no harm to others, wasting resources that could be used for counterterrorism, reducing violent crime, or catching white-collar criminals. Now, of course, here on Free Talk Live, we don't believe that the government can do squat to counterterrorism, but nonetheless, Walter's still on the right page with the drug war issue.
I believe they can do a little to counterterrorism.
One thing's for sure, they're wasting their money on the drug war. With, quote, more with Mr. Cronkite, with police wielding unprecedented powers to invade privacy, tap phones, and conduct searches seemingly at random, our civil liberties are in a very precarious condition. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent on this effort, with no one held accountable for its failure. For O'Reilly, attacking drug reform as part of the culture wars is a favorite pastime, and he was on Cronkite like a hungry dog for a favorite bone. A few weeks ago on his show, O'Reilly began by portraying Cronkite as a very far-left guy who lives in the same left-wing precinct as Tom Brokaw.
As though where he lives matters.
Cronkite is a more far-left. He's always been that way, but he's masked it. It sounds like O'Reilly is still sore at Cronkite for telling national TV audiences that the Vietnam War was a failure back in the late 1960s. The fact that Cronkite is trying to help a group that has also received funds from the current conservative George Soros, probably doesn't help either. In addition to funding drug reform, the Hungarian-born currency speculator and financier who helped open up the East Bloc as the Soviet Union crumbled worked hard to defeat President Bush, infuriating O'Reilly and his cultural conservative colleagues, some of whom refer to him as that rarest of all creatures, the left-wing billionaire. Anyway, O'Reilly continued, he wants to legalize drugs. Now, of course, Cronkite didn't actually say that. So, for the talk show host, for O'Reilly, it's truthiness that's more important than the actual truth that counts. Worse, said O'Reilly, Cronkite lied by saying the war on drugs had not made our streets safer. According to O'Reilly, that's not true. The war on drugs broke the back of the crack that was out of control in major cities all across the country.
I think crack just went out of style. And I'm not saying that they didn't.
It hasn't gone anywhere. I can go get you some crack tonight if you want it. It's not hard.
No, I guess you're right.
What really happened, according to DRCNet, what really happened to the crack wars is a matter of serious debate, with the role of law enforcement being only one of many factors. Researchers also point to learning curves. A crackhead is not a very enticing role model, and the consolidation of markets as key factors. And, of course, the crack trade is still going strong. O'Reilly also attacked Cronkite for suggesting that we have locked up millions who have done no harm to others. He said, "Listen, violent crime is induced by hard drug use, Walter."
No, it's not.
"I don't want to be too tough on you. You're 90.
Hard drug use." It's just the opposite. Violent crime is caused by the drug war itself.
He says this is the kind of crazy thinking that the secular progressive movement embraces. Now, wait a minute, Bill O'Reilly. We have nothing to do with the progressive movement here on Free Talk Live. So again, here he is perpetuating this myth that there's only two movements in this country.
Right.
That there's the conservatives and the progressives. Well, if you're a good conservative, you should be against the war on drugs. As a matter of fact, I believe William Buckley is against the war on drugs. The publisher of National Review.
Couldn't get much more conservative than that.
No, he came out on the against the war on drugs a few years back.
At least the war on marijuana.
Was it just the war on marijuana?
I don't know the answer.
Well, the same principles apply to the war on drugs. If you're a fiscal conservative, you really ought to consider being against the war on drugs. I mean, they're wasting your money. Nothing's happened as a result of the billions and billions of dollars, untold amounts of money, that they've spent on this war on drugs. So if you're fiscally conservative, that's one reason why you should be against it.
Right.
If you're a family values conservative, you really need to think about your family, don't you? Because they're at risk. They're at risk from violent actions on the part of people looking for money for drugs.
Right, because it's not, people don't smoke crack and then go out with machine guns and smoke whole neighborhoods. What they do is they run out of crack, and then because the prices of crack are so high, because, well, there's a war on it.
And because it's so addictive.
And because it's very addictive. Wait a second. Now, cigarettes are addictive, too, but you don't see people running around and breaking into houses and killing people
over
cigarettes.
You can afford cigarettes.
The fact is that it's the war on drugs that's causing the prices to go up.
Correct.
So that makes people need to get a lot of money. They can't work at McDonald's and smoke crack like they can smoke cigarettes. So they have to break into your house and endanger your wife and your big fat cat.
According to O'Reilly, this is the crazy thinking that the secular progressive movement embraces. Now, Walter Cronkite, the most trusted news broadcaster in American history, is embracing every left-wing crazy theory there is, and now says drug dealers cause little or no harm to others. I mean, it's staggering. It is staggering. The drug dealers, sir, are providing a service. They're providing a product to individuals who are asking for it. They're begging for it. They're willing to pay 17,000 times more than it really is actually worth in order to get their hands on these products. And so these drug dealers are simply people supplying the market. They're supplying demand. That's all they're doing. They're not hurting anybody.
But, you know, O'Reilly claims to be a moderate. You know, I'm right in the middle.
Independent.
That way he can jump on whatever bandwagon that comes by.
Fair and balanced.
Whatever. And, you know, the thing is he perceives that there's a lot more people that support the drug war than are against it. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, he's just going to agree.
Whatever the majority says.
I've heard him come out against, you know, keeping marijuana illegal, or at least the large punishments that are on it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it on his show. So, you know, Bill, think about it. Just stop spouting off at the mouth, secular, progressive, fair and balanced. Shut up and think for a minute.
Even if you say things that the majority doesn't agree with, they'll still watch. I mean, the majority couldn't possibly agree with, for instance, Howard Stern, but he has a bunch of listeners that listen to his show because they want to hear what he's going to say next.
And outrageous.
I'm sure the same thing applies to some people listening to Free Talk Live, and the same thing applies to Bill O'Reilly. He probably has people watching his show that hate his guts, but they want to see what words are going to come out of his mouth. And so I think that being honest with yourself and taking the true stance of how you really feel is really important. Now, I'm not saying I know how Bill O'Reilly really feels about this. We don't. We don't know who the guy is. We don't spend time with him personally.
We don't hang out with him.
But he does have a few more things to say about the war on drugs. We'll share those things with you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Tegan here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies. I think we've got almost... We have well over 70 ladies at this point have taken the time to send us their photograph, and many of them have sent us validated photos. In fact, now to get on the Shrine, you have to send a validated photo, and that means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Again, the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So, talking about loudmouth Bill O'Reilly, And he apparently was calling out Walter Cronkite because the old retired newsman has come out against the war on drugs.
Well, he's doing what we're doing. He's calling out Cronkite because he knows he can get some play off of that big name. And we're calling out Bill O'Reilly because we can get some play off that big name.
Well, in this case, Mr. O'Reilly just spouting off about how he believes that it's actually violent crime that's induced by hard drug use. He believes
he's dumb. He's not thinking. I'm not sorry. He's not a dumb man. He's very smart.
Now, wait a minute. Now, yeah, he can't be stupid. I mean, he can't be that stupid. In the TV and radio business, there are drug users everywhere. They are all over the place.
I don't know about the TV business, but
I've known enough people in TV to know that there's not too big of a difference between the two businesses, as far as the employees are concerned. If you were to drug test a given radio station, you'd lose half of the employees at least.
Well, you're mostly talking about marijuana, but that's when they talk about drugs. When you talk about drug users,
yeah,
the largest percentage of drug users are marijuana users.
This is true.
I mean, it's got to be almost for exclusivity. It's got to be almost 80%.
Probably.
It's just a guess, but that's my guess.
Now, are marijuana users as likely as the others to be violent? I wonder what his answer to that would be.
I don't think they're as likely to be as violent as a person who's not stoned.
Yeah,
personally.
Well, what I was going to say is I find it hard to believe that Bill O'Reilly has been working in the entertainment business and has not been around various different drug users. I mean, maybe they've been hiding it from him. Maybe he's just totally unawares of what's been going on around him. But, I mean, cocaine's pretty popular in the entertainment business. Not like it was in the 70s, but it's still out there. Marijuana's huge. And I'm sure there's some other drugs going around. It just shocks me that you know, he hasn't encountered these users and realized that they're friends, family members, their relatives, their brothers and sisters. I mean, these are our friends that are using drugs, and they don't deserve to be put in jail. According to StopTheDrugWar.org, drug-related violent crime is much more likely to be related to drug prohibition, as we pointed out earlier, more related to prohibition than the actual psychopharmacology of illicit substances. And police arrested more than 1.5 million Americans on drug charges last year alone.
Wow. That means as many were arrested for non-marijuana as for
marijuana.
That's
right. Half of them were for marijuana, the other half for a variety of other drugs. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, there were about 500,000 people behind bars on drug charges on any given day last year. So every day of the year, 500,000 people. Some of them are cycling in, some of them are cycling out.
Who pays for all that?
We do.
Oh, we do.
That's right.
In our tax dollars?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to pay for all that.
We're paying to keep our friends and family members locked in prison. I bet that's really helping their lives. I bet that's really helping them get better.
They're going to get out and get better now.
O'Reilly would have us believe that they're all machine gun toting Pablo Escobars. But for every drug kingpin, there are hundreds of low-level drug offenders doing years in prison for nonviolent, consensual crimes. Ask the kid from Washington, D.C., doing a mandatory minimum 5-year sentence for a few dollars worth of crack rocks. Ask the poor white guys in the Midwest doing 3, 5, or 10-year sentences for a few flecks of methamphetamine. Ask the college student doing 30 days for a joint of marijuana and losing his financial aid, by the way.
Yeah.
Because there's laws about that. Because he
got labeled for the rest of his life.
Because he got caught in the wrong county. And then it goes on. In a year earlier, in a bizarre segment with the Drug Policy Alliance Executive Director Ethan Nadelman, following the drug czar's cue, O'Reilly tried to paint marijuana and ecstasy users as supporting terrorism. Just taking the line right out of the drug warrior commercials that you see on TV, and making the claim that if you smoke marijuana or you do ecstasy, you're supporting terrorism. When Mr. Nadelman explained that neither drug had much to do with Afghanistan or Al Qaeda, and that ecstasy was being manufactured in Holland, O'Reilly objected, as he does so often when the facts get in the way of his worldview. He says, "Well, no, it's not being run by the Dutch. It's being run by the Middle Eastern guys." And then he offered a $100 bet after the Drug Policy Alliance guy scoffed at it. The next night, he gloated that he'd won the bet. And here's what he said. "Okay, here's what the Office of National Drug Policy Control says, and we quote, Drug Enforcement Agency is reporting demonstrates the involvement of Israeli criminal organizations in ecstasy smuggling. Some of these individuals are of Russian and Georgian descent and have Middle Eastern ties." So the presence of Israeli mobsters in the ecstasy trade constitutes Middle Eastern ties that link ravers to Al-Qaeda? Only in Bill O'Reilly's Wacky World. You know, the one where respected American newsmen and left-wing billionaires team up to wage crazy wars on the drug war, and undoubtedly Christmas, too, from the drug war, stopthedrugwar.org. I'm sorry, but let me give you a little bit of a lesson here, Mr. O'Reilly. Ecstasy can be made wherever somebody with the chemical knowledge lives.
And the chemicals.
And the chemicals. California is a major hub for ecstasy creation. LSD is also created out in California, and it spreads, you know, all across the country. So I'm sure some of it's coming from Holland, but that's not the only source. This is the war on drugs, man. People smell profits, and they will do what it takes. They'll spend the money that it takes to invest in whatever equipment they need to manufacture the stuff in their back shed.
It's not like they have to grow plants like you do with cocaine or heroin or marijuana. You know, in these cases, there's countries where it's easier to grow these things, and they don't have the oversight that we do in the United States.
Like Afghanistan.
It would be
and
very
opium.
Hard to get rid of to grow a crop of marijuana in your backyard without going to jail.
Yes, it would.
But in Mexico, not so hard to grow a big crop of marijuana.
Nope.
So they grow it there, drive it in trucks across the border. But
paying off the border guards.
Yeah, when it comes to chemicals like LSD and
MDMA.
MDMA.
It's ecstasy.
They just manufacture the stuff, and crank is another good example.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they'll do. It doesn't matter if they're in Los Angeles, New York City, or a sleepy little town in the Midwest. If there's a demand, the black marketeers will do what it takes to fill it. And why not? They get rewarded very, very well.
Yeah. The reason they get rewarded so well is because of the drug war. You want to stop black marketeers from making so much money on drugs? Legalize them.
And if we were to legalize drugs, there'd be no way the terrorists could get money from it. Because then only legitimate companies would be creating them. When you buy a bottle of aspirin at the store, could someone possibly claim that the terrorists are taking a cut? You couldn't make that claim anymore, Bill.
Right.
So if you really want to get the terrorists' hands off of all this money, and there's a lot of money involved here, and billions and billions of dollars. I mean, marijuana is the number one cash crop for the state of Kentucky. There's a lot of money involved here. So if you want to get that money out of the terrorists' hands, and by the way, I don't believe that the terrorists are involved in marijuana at all, but if you want to get it out of their hands, you want to be absolutely sure that it's out of their hands, end the war on drugs. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on that on the way. Gun photos lead to an arrest. We'll tell you about it. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you can take control of the airwaves.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free. You dial in. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. Lots of them. Months. 11 months, as a matter of fact. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. None of that stuff. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
That's freestateproject.org. We're going to give you the story about these gun photos and how they led to an arrest of a young man. But first, just to follow things up on the story about Bill O'Reilly and the war on drugs, got an email in from one of our listeners in Colorado. From Ryan. He says, hey guys, just wanted to pass along some information that I just heard on the news. I'm sure you remember a couple months ago when the possession of marijuana in the Denver metro area was decriminalized. Yeah, we reported on that here on Free Talk Live. The good people in the city of Denver overwhelmingly voted, I believe it was over 60%. They voted to make it so that the cops in Denver were not able to enforce the marijuana laws. They essentially made it legal to possess marijuana in Denver. However, as Ryan points out, you may also recall that the state patrol vowed not to follow the new law on the grounds that it was still illegal at the state level. Well, it seems that the group who lobbied for the law in Denver is proposing a ballot initiative to legalize marijuana possession statewide. Which is excellent. He says in less than a week's time, the group has already collected the minimum requirement of 68,000 signatures to get the initiative on this November ballot. Says he'll keep us updated on any further news. Keep up the great work. You guys rock. Ryan, thank you for the update there, because I didn't even know about that. It was news to me.
Surprise.
So that's pretty awesome that they were able to collect 68,000 signatures in a week's time. That's almost unbelievable. But more power to them. And also more power to them for having the courage to take this issue on in a... To bypass the medical portion of marijuana and to have the courage to actually come out and say, you know what, we need to have legal marijuana, period, for everybody.
I agree.
Everybody who wants it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And they were successful at the city level. They've already collected enough signatures to get it on the ballot. The drug czar is going to freak out over this. Something similar appeared on the Nevada ballot a couple years back, and it came close. It was a close vote. It didn't quite make it. But one of the reasons why it was so close was because the drug czar came over personally using federal taxpayer money and used our money to go and lobby against this legalization initiative in Nevada. And they were buying billboards and they were buying all kinds of just propaganda to promote their drug war, pro-drug war stance.
Sure, it'd be terrible for them if Nevada legalized marijuana and then suddenly people saw, oh my God! It isn't Sodom and Gomorrah over there.
Yeah. So now Denver's looking at doing the same thing, and we will keep you informed. All right, in a totally unrelated story, MySpace.com. We've talked about MySpace before. It's a huge website. It's got 50 million accounts.
Really? Now, they call it social networking,
yes.
Which essentially means you get a little page, and you can go
right.
Like sort of look at other people's pages and say, hey, do you want to be my pretend friend?
Yeah, our internet friend.
Right. You know? And it's very popular with young people.
It is. As a matter of fact, we are on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Free Talk Live has its own MySpace page. In fact, you can go to it at myspace.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it, myspace.freetalklive.com. And you'll see that we've got our little friends list. And, of course, I'm on there, and you're on there, and Johnson. And Torgo's not on there
Torgo's
anymore.
Not on there,
he
but Jason is.
Jason's there. He deleted his account.
Yes, he's doing it as a protest against MySpace's poor...
Because he hates them.
Their website is bad.
It is one of the worst sites, but it's incredibly popular.
Right.
So people put up with the crap that they get from their servers. There's all kinds of errors and stuff. But anyway, it's huge amongst young people. I would say amongst the 16 to 24 set, 16 to 25,
right.
Huge.
I'd say even younger than 16.
I think legitimately you're only supposed to be...
Okay.
I guess you can be 14 and 15 on there, but they kind of hide you.
What the heck do I know?
Anyway, Denver, this is related. Denver, a 16-year-old boy was arrested on Wednesday after postings on MySpace.com allegedly were showing him holding handguns, according to authorities. The teen was being held at a juvenile detention center facing 3 misdemeanor charges of juvenile possession of a handgun, said district attorney spokesperson whoever. Police searched the boy's home after receiving a tip from Evergreen High School. The same day he was suspended, school spokesperson Rick so-and-so said parents were calling with concerns and some kept their children home after photographs posted on the boy's profile on MySpace began circulating through the community. One photo allegedly showed him lying on a floor surrounded by 9 rifles with the caption, "Angel of Death on Wings of Lead."
Hmm.
The photos were very disturbing, and while the content was not a direct threat, we just felt it was important for us to take appropriate disciplinary action. Now, this kid's lucky that they didn't charge him with some sort of terrorism charge here. And because it seems like they are willing to whip those charges out like they're candy.
Especially in high school kids.
Yeah. But I don't think that... Maybe it's a little bit of a disturbing photo. Maybe the caption was a little disturbing. But how is it that they can make the claim that his dad wasn't there supervising all that?
Mm.
How is it that... I mean, if you've got a photo of yourself at the gun range, does that mean that you should be charged with misdemeanor felony or misdemeanor possession of a firearm for juveniles? I mean, is any picture of you holding a weapon sufficient evidence to be brought up on charges?
Well, the I think there's a difference between being at the firing range and being surrounded by weapons and saying "Angel of Death on Leaded Wings" or whatever it was that he said. I mean, there's almost
the only difference is location and he wasn't even holding the weapons in that. Other
there's
picture.
Almost an implicit threat, almost in that. Now I'm not saying that he should have been arrested, but there's definitely a difference between going out, learning the skill of using a firearm and taking a photo of it, and lying around with a bunch of weapons saying, I could kill somebody.
It's certainly a weird picture.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of disturbed that you can actually be brought up on charges for photographic evidence of a crime. I think it bothers me a little. I think
his parents should have been told.
Well, no doubt about it. That's fine. But there's no violent action. I could understand charges being brought if he was pointing a gun at somebody and they were dying or something and they were bleeding to death.
Sure, if it was evidence of a crime.
Or, if there was some actual evidence of a violent crime going on. But there are so many pictures, for instance, of young people smoking marijuana, underage drinking. Are we going to have cops surfing around through MySpace, plucking people, underage people out, and bringing them all up on charges for things like this?
Even if they do, the young people will figure out some way to circumvent it. They'll the smart ones will get ahead of the cops, because they always do.
Well, they'll stop posting their pictures. They'll stop posting incriminating pictures. I mean,
at least on that website.
Well, that's the issue here. But, I mean, do you feel like this is where we're going? Are we going to start bringing kids up on charges? I mean, what happens if... Now, wait a minute. What happens if you've got some pictures posted, and you were 17 at the time the pictures were taken, and you're on MySpace for a few more years, and you turn 21, and in the pictures where you were 17, you were drinking some alcohol? Well, could they... I mean, what's the statute of limitations here? Could they bring you up on charges 5 years later saying, well, you were breaking... You may be 21 now there, son, but you were breaking the law 5 years ago, and we have photographic evidence to prove it. How far will they go with this? What do you think? 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. The story of the White Rose coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. It's where you need to go because it's an interesting little feature. It's been totally created by the listeners. We turned the wiki on. We turned the key and put it on the website, and they took control of it, and they made something out of it. It's only been up there for about a month at this, or just over a month at this point, and there's some just amazing content that we didn't even have anything to do with. And so you can go there, and you can edit it yourself. You can add to it. It's something totally user-controllable. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, and it's free, of course. So this story I came across on lewrockwell.com, Jacob Hornberger, telling the story of the White Rose. Are you familiar with this story at all?
No, I have no idea what you're talking
this
about.
This was news to me. Hans and Sophie Scholl were German teenagers in the 1930s. Like other Germans, they enthusiastically joined the Hitler Youth. They believed that Adolf Hitler was leading Germany and the German people back to greatness. Their parents, however, weren't so enthusiastic. Their father, Robert, told his children that Hitler and the Nazis were leading Germany down a road of destruction. Later, in 1942, he would soon serve time in a Nazi prison for telling his secretary, quote, "The war, it's already lost. This Hitler is God's scourge on mankind. If the war doesn't end soon, the Russians will be sitting in Berlin." Went to jail for that.
Wow.
Gradually, Hans and Sophie began realizing their father was right. They concluded that in the name of freedom and the greater good of the German nation, Hitler and the Nazis were enslaving and destroying the German people. So they had a total turnaround of their thinking process. They also knew that open dissent was impossible in Nazi Germany, especially after the start of World War II. Most Germans took the traditional position, this will sound familiar, that once the war breaks out, it's the duty of the citizen to support the troops by supporting the government. Don't question your leaders in times of war. But Hans and Sophie believed differently. They believed that it was the duty of a citizen, even in times of war, to stand up against an evil regime, especially when it's sending hundreds of thousands of its own citizens to their deaths.
Mm, and it was.
The Scholl siblings began sharing their feelings with a few of their friends, Christopher Probst, Alexander Schmorl, and Willy Graf, as well as with Kurt Huber, their psychology and philosophy professor. These guys were of college age, 21 and 22, respectively. The Scholl siblings, in 1942, copies of a leaflet entitled The White Rose suddenly appeared at the University of Munich. The leaflet contained an anonymous essay that said the Nazi system had slowly imprisoned the German people and was now destroying them. The Nazi regime had turned evil. It was time, the essay said, for the Germans to rise up and resist the tyranny of their own government. At the bottom of the essay, the following request appeared. Please make as many copies of this leaflet as you can and distribute them. The leaflet caused a tremendous stir amongst the student body. It was the first time that internal dissent against the Nazi regime had surfaced in Germany. Imagine, Manwich?
Wow.
Can you imagine the suppression going on?
They certainly took a lot before they did something.
The essay had been secretly written and distributed by Hans Scholl and his friends. Another leaflet appeared soon after, then another, and another. Ultimately, there were six leaflets published and distributed by Hans and Sophie Scholl and their friends, four under the title The White Rose and two under the title Leaflets of the Resistance. Their publication took place periodically between 1942 and 43, interrupted for a few months when Hans and his friends were temporarily sent to the Eastern Front to fight against the Russians. The members of The White Rose, of course, had to act pretty cautiously. The Nazi regime maintained an iron grip over German society. Internal dissent was quickly and effectively smashed by the Gestapo. Hans and Sophie Scholl and their friends knew what would happen if they were caught. People began receiving copies of the leaflets in the mail. Students at the University of Hamburg began copying and distributing them. Copies began turning up in different parts of Germany and even Austria. Moreover, as Hanser points out, the members of the White Rose did not limit themselves to leaflets. Graffiti began appearing in large letters on streets and buildings all over Munich. Down with Hitler! Hitler the mass murderer! And I believe I'm pronouncing this right, Freiheit, which means freedom and freedom or liberty.
Hmm.
The Gestapo was driven into a frenzy. It knew the authors were having to procure large quantities of paper, envelopes, and postage. It knew they were using a duplicating machine. But despite the Gestapo's best efforts, it was unable to catch the perpetrators. One day, though, in 1943, February 18th, Hans and Sophie's luck ran out.
And it was only about a year.
They were caught leaving pamphlets at the University of Munich and were arrested.
Crap.
A search disclosed evidence of Christopher Probst's participation, and he, too, was soon arrested. The three of them were indicted for treason. On February 22nd, 4 days after their arrest, their trial began. The presiding, presiding judge, Roland Friesler, the chief judge of the People's Court of the Greater German Reich, had been sent in from Berlin.
Going to make sure they were found guilty.
Yep. He conducted the trial as if the future of the Reich were at stake. He roared denunciations of the accused as if he were not the judge but the prosecutor. He behaved alternately like an actor ranting through an overwritten role in an implausible melodrama and a grand inquisitor calling down eternal damnation on the heads of the three irredeemable heretics before him. No witnesses were called since the defendants had admitted to everything. The proceedings consisted almost entirely of Judge Freisler's denunciation and abuse, punctuated from time to time by half-hearted offerings from the court-appointed defense attorneys, one of whom summed up his case with the observation, quote, "I can only say, let justice be done," by which he meant, let the accused get what they deserve. Friesler and the other accusers could not understand what had happened to these German youths. After all, they came from nice German families. They'd all attended German public schools. They had been members of the Hitler Youth. How could they have turned out to be traitors? What had so twisted and warped their minds? Sophie Scholl shocked everyone in the courtroom when she remarked to the judge, quote, "Somebody, after all, had to make a start. What we wrote and said is also believed by many others. They just don't dare to express themselves as we did." Later in the proceedings, she said to him, quote, "You know the war is lost. Why don't you have the courage to face it?"
Hmm.
She's got some courage.
Yeah.
Standing up to a German trial judge like that.
Big brass ones.
When she's facing death.
Mm.
And she got it. We'll tell you the rest of the story of the White Rose. 800-259-9231. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Is it time to stand up and dissent in this country before it really gets too far? Think about that. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likens with another Car Clinic Minute. Adam Strebe may have mastered the tail whip backflip, but when I come back, I'll tell you why Lance Armstrong type riding takes the lead when it comes to roadside safety. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though most of us won't ride in the Tour de France, someone in our family is likely to bike in the Tour de neighborhood. So here are some wheelie good safety tips. Drivers, it's a numbers game. If your ride's a 4 to 18-wheeler, remember you share the road. Honking at two-wheelers can startle them, causing them to sway over into your lane, which could mean somebody's number is really up. Bikers, though might doesn't make right, you are the small kid on the block and may not be easily seen. Wear reflectors on bike and clothing, and use your head. Put a helmet on it. And for everyone, save the stunt moves for the track. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Just enough time for you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we do it 6 nights a week. We invite you to tune in for as many moments as possible. We also invite you to amp the show. Advertise, market, and promote is what that stands for. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, we give everything away on our website. The archives, all of the other stuff that you get that you normally have to pay for with any other talk show, we give it to you for free. We voluntarily ask you to support the show $3 a month with the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com will get you more info. You find out how you get some certain perks as an amplifier. Like earlier, we had George call in on the amplifier-only call-in line. You get access to the amplifier-only forum as well as classic archives from way back in season one of the show. Back when we were just a little local show, you get access to all that stuff if you're the if you're an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, once we reach our goal with the AMP program, we will cut back on commercial time on the show by 25%. So, Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're telling you the story of the White Rose.
Yeah, I really want to hear the end of this.
And it is just an amazing story from World War II. Between 1942 and 1943, we're talking about Hans and Sophie Scholl and a few of their friends who were college kids at the time, along with one of their professors, who published a document called The White Rose. It was a pamphlet that was reprinted and reprinted and redistributed and redistributed around and made caused quite a stir because it was the first open dissent. I mean, it was anonymous, but it was the first real dissent towards the Germans' freaky stuff that they were doing back then. The horrible things that they were doing. And they ended up getting caught trying to distribute some of the flyers. They were arrested and... The trial was, of course, a joke. I mean, they admitted to doing it, and so the judge was just yelling at them the entire time. And the judge pronounced his judgment on the three defendants guilty of treason. Their sentence, death.
Hmm.
They were escorted back to Stadelheim prison, where the guards permitted Hans and Sophie to have one last visit with their parents. Shortly after that, that afternoon, as a matter of fact, the prison guards permitted Hans, Sophie, and Christoph, I believe that was their professor, to have one last visit together. Sophie was then led to the guillotine.
Guillotine?
One observer described her as she walked to her death, without turning a hair, without flinching. Christopher Probst was next, Hans Scholl was last. Just before he was beheaded, Hans cried out, "Long live freedom." And that was that.
Mm.
The White Rose. Dissent. It's so important. And we're so fortunate here in America that we have the Bill of Rights. And even though it's been under attack for decades, it's still there, and it's still in the way of the government, and it's still preventing them from cracking down on us as much as they would like to.
You know, so we're only going to have the Bill of Rights as long as we protect it.
That's just true.
The Bill of Rights is simply a piece of paper. As long as we have people out there demanding that those rights not be infringed, that they not be... Subjugated. What is the word?
Subjugated.
Subjugated by the government. Then that's the only way we're going to keep them.
You're right about that. And thank goodness there are people out there that are doing that. Whether it be interest groups or Free Talk Live or other people that are just standing up for freedom and standing up for liberty and not afraid to say what they believe. And if you're somebody out there that feels like you're around people that don't agree with you, don't hold back on your thoughts. Don't hold back on how you believe. You never know who you're going to touch. Back in the day of the White Rose, they didn't know whose minds they were reaching out to. They didn't know who they were affecting with their propaganda, with the information they were sending out, and they might have changed a lot of minds. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to dissent, because now is the time. And dissent's a very American thing. Standing up against the tyranny of this government is so important. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same place, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.